Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. Okay, yesterday, pretty much boring day. And today, of course, is Tuesday, so normally we would have had more volatility last night. We ought to get more volume, more business today. But we really didn't get the volatility last night. The market's unchanged and the futures are up a little. So is possibility we've lost people already for the holiday and they're just not going to do much this week. But also keep in mind, when we lose business, it makes it easier to push and shove the market around. So instead of being a quiet market as it should be, it may get a little volatile. Any rate, the model is assuming that we had level 4 and level 3 bottoms as of November 17th. And it's assuming a level 4 bottom was probably placed yesterday or overnight, if looking at futures only. It is possible, however, they're going to sell it first thing this morning. It does not have to bottom for level 4 until before 1 p.m. Eastern time today. So if it's still going lower after 1 p.m., there's a possibility it's going lower into tomorrow, and it's combining two level 4s. And we had a level 4 bottom that didn't work. They were not interested in buying. And I would probably blame it on interruption or disruptions from the holiday type trade. At any rate, I think if you see the market trade above overnight highs in the futures, if it trades, breaks out to the upside, and for the cash market, if you're looking like at yesterday's charts, probably we got a brand new level 4 bottom in place, level 4 upswing, and the market ought to move higher into tomorrow. But if it starts taking out like yesterday's low and after 1 p.m., we know we're going to have the pretty much the exact opposite. Now, as we zoom out from those level 4 intra-week fluctuations, we find that the monthly trend that we're interested in is that we had the bottom November 17th. The market ought to be moving higher into next week. The problem is the model warrant might have one or two level 4 downswings that could take the market lower than the November 17th low and then place that level 3 bottom. But if it's going to do that, it probably should do it this week. But since it's a holiday week, we want to allow a little extra time, maybe for the start of next week. So going down now into early next week or just sometime during this week isn't really all that bearish of a sign. It can be just a late level 3 bottom. Now, the good news is if it's going higher into next week, we would like to see it take out 39.94 in the futures market. That would be the high of November 18th. And that can give us some objectives to revisit 40.40 or higher. And then we do have outstanding targets when this market can go up 4,100, 4,200, and go up to that 200-day average. Another way of looking at it, I think if it trades above 3960.36, which was the high on November 21st for the S&P 500 cash, probably starting a level 4 upswing. And I think it'll be obvious if it takes out the high on November 18th at 3979.89 that it's creating the next leg higher of that level 3 trend that can last to the upside, not only into next week, but through next week. And triggering of that price probably would also send a signal that there's upside potential to 40.40. Now, moving away from the, or zooming out, we still believe we've got a bullish move from the October low into the end of December on into early January, and we think it's going to stay up into early January. There's a chance for a Santa Claus rally, and we think that's the first leg of a bull market the next 2 years, and another leg of a major bull market for this decade. Now, news-wise, we were seeing some Wall Street firms coming out saying, you know, if you take a look at the way price to earnings and various things can move, if the market has bottomed, they were saying as much as 5,400 in the S&P 500. Well, that's what I've been using as an upside target here for the next 2 years, but I've been talking about it for a year now or more, okay? Just fascinating to see them offering that much. We're also seeing some saying, and they said it could do that in a year. That seems a bit fast to me, but I sure would like it. We've seen others saying it's going up 20-25% very, very quickly, up 30%. The group for 20-25% is really saying it can do that in a matter of a few months. They seem to think it could have a real serious bullish run here. Not so sure that's how it's going to work, and the Federal Reserve people are mixed, telling us they think they should calm down on interest rates, but at the same time they're saying we should work hard at this and make sure we really have clobbered inflation. All right, now, interest rates obviously still going to be a big driving factor here, and the 10-year Treasury note, okay, the weakness in the rate this morning, on the futures at least, could be the start of a level 3 top. And I would like to see it come down at least for 2 to 3 days, and it may put a level 3 bottom in. I'd like to see it come down into the start of next week. But there's no question eventually, as we look out into further into December with the federal rate hike, when we look out into early next year for additional rate hikes, you can see the 10-year note needs to catch up a bit. So there's a good chance it's coming. One of the Federal Reserve people, however, did say they could see raising 0.75 to 1 point and they're done. Well, they could be doing that by this December or December to January. And I am looking for a long-term top, at least in free market rates, if not the Fed, by February, April. Anyway, it looks, if interest rates start moving above yesterday's high, maybe that's going to bother the stock market a little bit because it means the level 3 uptrend is extending on us and giving us some problems. I would prefer it set back for a few days before going higher. Gold market can actually pop a little bit here, but it ought to top in 1 to 3 weeks here. And the crude oil market has been down way I wanted, more than I wanted, and that's great. That's wonderful for the economy and the stock market. But in a few weeks, it's probably going to be bottoming. And I don't have much to say on Bitcoin. It's just weak, and that particular cryptocurrency is a very damaged product right now. And then we have the dollar index is actually might be setting up to go lower into the end of the year and into January. I can't rule out a little bit additional recovery. It really boils down how much do people want to bet on the upside of the dollar, interest rates, and the weakness in the stock market going into the December Fed hike when they know we could be getting close to a top in interest rates. Anyway, that's all I've got for you. I'm going to try to remain bullish here in the next week for the stock market. And it's just interesting. They really did not want to trade yesterday. And so far, they really don't want to trade today. I think everybody's trying to go off and have a holiday. Anyway, tomorrow, maybe I'll do the weekly update. I may postpone it to Friday to Saturday. And I also thought of just canceling and just giving you audio updates here because it doesn't, so far, there's not much going on this week. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. I'm Rich Possum for Critical Point. It is November 22nd, 7:17 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.